From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe, in a televised address Sunday, made no mention of resignation, even after his ruling ZANU-PF party removed him as party leader following last week's military takeover. He announced his intention to preside over next month's convening of the party congress.
I will preside over its processes, which must not be prepossessed by any acts calculated to undermine it or to compromise the outcomes in the eyes of the public.
The 93-year-old Mr. Mugabe, who has led the country since 1980, insists the events of the past week were not a challenge to his authority. Former Finance Minister Tendai Biti said there are only two ways he can be removed.
There has to be formal processes, either his own resignation or any impeachment. So what will be required is a constitutional process to terminate his presidency, which will either be a vote of no confidence in the form of an impeachment, or he himself for resigning, or a declaration in terms of the constitution that is no longer fit and capable to run the country.
The party central committee earlier named sacked Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa as Mr. Mugabe's replacement as party leader. An international search effort is underway for a missing Argentine submarine with a crew of 44 that disappeared Wednesday. An apparent distress call raised hope the crew is still alive, although pinpointing the vessel's location remains elusive.
Lo que se necesita.
Argentine Captain Hector Alonso said what's needed is multi-beam sonar to conduct a proper search. The ARA San Juan, German-built diesel-electric submarine, disappeared more than 400 kilometers off the Argentine coast. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has vowed to maintain stability and pursue coalition talks after the pro-business Free Democrats pulled out of their coalition talks on forming a new government, raising the specter of another round of elections.
Und jetzt müssen wir trotzdem mit den Tatsachen umgehen.
Ms. Merkel acknowledged her Christian Democrats and their coalition partners were unable to conclude the talks successfully. She'll inform the German president and determine the next step. The key sticking points appear to be migration and climate change. Syria and its allies have taken control of Abu Kamal, Islamic State's last significant town in the country. The IS fighters are now said only to have control of a few villages along the Euphrates River, as well as isolated parcels of territory in the rest of the country. Islamic State has been under pressure from government-allied forces, as well as U.S.-backed rebels of the Syrian Democratic Forces. Israeli Energy Minister Yuval Steinitz acknowledged publicly on Army Radio Sunday Israel has had covert contacts with Saudi Arabia, chiefly because of their joint alarm over Iran. But University of South Carolina political science professor Joseph Olmert said such contacts have been hinted at by Israel for months.
And Prime Minister Netanyahu himself on many occasions made it very public and clear that Israel does have all kinds of connections with many Arab countries, including those that publicly and officially boycott Israel.
The Israeli minister's comment followed an unprecedented interview with a Saudi newspaper involving Israel's military chief, Lieutenant General Gadi Eisenkot, who suggested closer cooperation, including intelligence sharing. In Kenya, the Supreme Court Monday upheld the re-election of Uhuru Kenyatta as president, ending the latest challenge to his tenure after August election results were nullified. Sunday, clashes erupted in a Nairobi neighborhood after several bodies were discovered amid political tensions ahead of the court ruling. Opposition leader Raila Odinga said more than 30 of his supporters have been killed since Friday. At least 15 people were killed, several injured, when a stampede erupted in drought-affected southwest Morocco Sunday as food aid was distributed. The crush occurred in a market in Sidi Bouleghlam, as a local association handed out food. U.S. military personnel in Okinawa have been restricted to base and banned from drinking alcohol after a Marine was arrested following a crash that killed a Japanese man. The 21-year-old Marine was arrested late Sunday on suspicion of negligent driving and driving under the influence of alcohol. Cult leader Charles Manson, serving a life term for a Los Angeles killing spree back in the 1960s that included Hollywood actress Sharon Tate, died Sunday of natural causes. Charles Manson was 83. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.